Welcome to this lesson on Raga Method, Impact Bounce in Ableton Live 12. If you're working in drum and bass, especially jungle leaning, raga leaning, or darker roller styles, this technique is huge. The idea is simple, but the effect is massive. Instead of treating the vocal like a lead phrase sitting on top of the track, we turn it into a rhythmic instrument. Something that punches with the drums, answers the bass, and creates that push-pull energy that makes a drop feel alive. So today, we're building what I like to call impact bounce. That means short vocal hits, chopped phrases, delay throws, and tight placement that makes the vocal land almost like percussion. It should feel raw, energetic, and DJ-friendly, not polished like a pop hook. We want attitude. We want movement. We want the vocal to bounce with the groove. Let's start with the source. Pick a vocal sample with character. Raga phrases work brilliantly here, especially short shouts or toasting style lines. Think of phrases with strong consonants and quick syllables, like pull up, run it, selecta, or come again. You want something that already has rhythm in the way it's spoken. Drag the sample into Ableton and turn warp on. If it's a cleaner phrase, Complex Pro can work well. If it's more chopped, more percussive, Beats Mode may give you a tighter feel. But before you reach for effects, trim the sample down. Get rid of dead space. Keep only the best syllables. In most cases, we're aiming for something short, maybe 2 to 5 strong hits, not a full sentence. And here's a really important coaching note. Think of the vocal as a syncopated accent layer, not a lead line. If you can still feel the drums clearly without the vocal, you're probably in the right lane. Now, lock it to the groove. Lay the vocal over a basic D&B drum pattern. Kick on 1, snares on 2 and 4, hats and ghost notes filling the gaps. Then place the vocal against the empty pockets in the drum loop. That part matters a lot. Don't just put the vocal where there's already a lot happening. Let it breathe into the spaces. A great starting point is to place the main vocal hit on the offbeat before the snare, or slightly before the snare for urgency. Then place the response phrase later in the bar, maybe before beat 4, or just after the second snare depending on the feel you want. A tiny bit of lateness on the response can make the groove feel more human and more danceable already. Don't quantize everything to death. This is where the bounce starts to happen. The vocal hits, then leaves space. The drums keep moving, then the vocal answers. That call and response energy is classic raga and jungle language. It's not about being busy, it's about making each hit matter. Now let's shape the sound with stock Ableton tools. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocal around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays out of the sub range. If the vocal feels muddy, cut gently around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs more presence, give a small lift somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Keep it subtle. The goal is clarity, not hype for hype's sake. Next, add saturator. A few dB of drive can help bring the vocal forward and give it more grit. Soft clip-on is often useful here, especially if you want the vocal to feel a little more aggressive and integrated with the drums. Then use compressor or glue compressor. You're not trying to crush the vocal. You just want it controlled and consistent. A moderate attack, a fairly quick release, and a few dB of gain reduction is usually enough. If the vocal feels weak, check the attack before you add more distortion. Sometimes a small trim or a faster front edge gives you more punch than piling on effects. After that, use auto filter for movement. A low pass sweep can help build tension before a drop, and a band pass or subtle resonance move can make the phrase feel like it's breathing with the track. In darker drum and bass, filter motion is a powerful way to create energy without cluttering the arrangement. Then add echo. This is where the bounce really starts to sing. Try an 8-note or dotted eighth delay with moderate feedback. Filter the repeats so they sit behind the dry vocal instead of fighting it. The dry hit should stay punchy and upfront. The delay should feel like a shadow or a reply. Finally, use utility to keep the vocal mostly centered and mono-friendly. That's important. In this style, the main vocals should hit hard in the middle, while the wider or more spacious effects live on returns or special throws. If the vocal disappears in mono, simplify it early. Always check mono early. Now we can build the actual bounce pattern. Duplicate your vocal clip and make a simple one-bar or two-bar motif. One hit can be the main phrase. The next hit can be a chopped answer. Then maybe a small silence. Then a reversed pickup or a delayed tail. That contrast is what makes the groove feel intentional. One of the best raga bounce tricks is to use variation through contrast. One hit dry, the next hit delayed, the next hit almost absent. That space between the hits is part of the rhythm. If every hit is equally heavy all the time, the effect gets flat very quickly. Try this kind of pattern. The first hit lands on the offbeat, the second comes after the snare, then a reversed breath or reversed syllable leads into the next bar, and finally a short delay throw lands at the end of the phrase that gives you a proper call and response shape and makes the vocal feel like it's talking back to the drums or bass line. At this stage, you can also use clip edits to refine the feel. Add fade handles to avoid clicks. Adjust clip gain if one syllable is jumping out too much. Consolidate chopped bits once the rhythm feels right. And if you want more attitude, try slightly offsetting a response phrase rather than locking it perfectly to the grid. Now let's talk about sends and returns, because this is where you get depth without turning the mix into soup. Set up three return tracks, one for a short delay, one for a longer throw, and one for space or atmosphere. Keep the short delay subtle and rhythmic, maybe 16th or 8th note style. That one is great for keeping bounce alive. The longer throw is for phrase endings, especially the last word before a drop or switch up. The space return should be short and dark, just enough to create dimension without washing out the groove. This is the classic dry versus wet balance you want in DNB. The dry vocal gives you impact. The send creates movement. The delay throw gives you transition energy. A very effective move is to automate the long delay send only on the last hit before a drop, then pull it back right, when the drums slam back in. That little drop in space can make the re-entry feel much bigger. Once the phrase feels right, resample it. This is one of the best parts of working in Ableton. Create a new audio track, set it to resampling, and record your vocal chain performing over the drums. Capture both the dry and the affected versions if you can. That gives you something you can edit faster and use more creatively. After resampling, slice the audio to a new MIDI track or a drum rack. Now the vocal becomes playable like a drum element. You can trigger the main hit, the tail, the reverse pickup, and the delay burst as separate performance pieces. This is super useful in drum and bass, because it turns a static vocal line into a flexible arrangement tool. And that brings us to arrangement. Use the vocal like a DJ weapon, not a constant layer. In the intro, use filtered fragments and distant delay throws. In the build, increase the density and open the filter gradually. In the drop, use the hook more sparingly, maybe every 2 or 4 bars. In the breakdown, let the vocal stretch out a bit more. Then in the second drop, bring it back chopped, dirtier, and more aggressive. One thing to remember, the vocal should support the energy curve of the track. If it's firing too often, the drop can feel smaller. If it appears at the right moments, it can make the whole arrangement feel bigger and more deliberate. Now let's clean up the mix. Vocals and bass can fight hard in the low mid range, especially around 200 to 800 Hz. Keep the vocal high passed, and check for nasal buildup around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz if it feels boxy. If there's harshness around 3 to 6 kHz, tame it gently. Keep the bass and kick centered and solid, and let the vocal effects live around that center, not all over it. Again, mono check early. If the vocal vanishes when collapsed to mono, simplify the stereo processing before you build more around it. The dry vocal should survive. The width should be a bonus, not a dependency. Now for movement. Automate your filter cutoff, echo feedback, reverb send, and even saturator drive on keywords. A tiny boost of grit on a phrase like pull up can make it hit harder. A filter sweep over 4 or 8 bars can build tension without needing extra layers. A delay feedback swell on the last word before the drop can make the transition feel huge. In this style, less is often more. A few well-timed moves will hit harder than a constant wash of effects. If you want to push this further, try a 3-layer vocal stack. Keep one layer dry and centered. Add a filter duplicate pitched slightly down for weight. Then add a very short delay or reverse texture underneath. Blend them so only one layer is really dominant at a time. That can make a one-word hook feel much bigger without losing punch. You can also try rhythmic filter gating, throw only distortion, or a ghost response half a bar later. Those are all great ways to make the vocal feel alive without overcrowding the mix. So to wrap it up, Raga Method Impact Bounce is really about turning the vocal into rhythmic energy. Short, characterful fragments. Tight placement. Smart use of delay and filtering. Controlled width. And enough space for the drums and sub to do their job. If the vocal bounces with the snare and leaves room for the bass, you're there. That's the sound. Raw, tight, and ready for the drop. For practice, try building one 2-bar vocal bounce idea right now. Pick a short phrase, warp it, trim it down, place it over a 174 BPM DNB loop, create a call and response pattern, add EQ, saturator, and echo, then automate a filter sweep into the second bar. Resample it, slice it back up, and make one version dry and punchy, and one version dark and filtered. That's your Raga Impact Bounce Foundation. Lock in that feel, and your vocals will stop sitting on the track and start moving with it.